Hey, Kyle here with WinTheHouseYouLove.com. There's a new 1% down loan program that a lot of people have been talking about, and you probably have questions about it as well. Like, how much is this going to cost me long term? What's the catch? And I'm going to answer all the questions that people have asked in my previous video on the 1% down loan requirements. Now, first, let's go through a quick recap of what this program is if you're not familiar with it. The way it works is it's 1% down on a conventional loan. Okay, so if the home is $300,000, it's a $3,000 down payment. Now, you get a total of 3% equity total in this home because you get a 2% forgivable grant. So you get a total of 1%, 2%, 3% total in equity. All right, so the way that a lot of down payment assistance programs work is there's usually some sort of like string attached. Usually that grant or the down payment assistance tends to be a loan, or you have to pay it back. You have to repay it monthly. There might be interest on it. What's really interesting about this program is there's no lien, there's no payback, there's no interest. It's a completely forgivable grant, meaning that money is 100% yours with no terms attached to it. Now I'm going to get to why in the world is this happening and where is the money coming from and some questions up ahead. Now, there is a minimum of a 620 FICO credit score. However, it's going to be difficult to get approved with a 620. You likely want to have a 640 or higher. 680 is going to be better to get approved for this program. Also, you need less than or equal to 80% of the area median income. So I'll have a link in the description to the Fannie Mae area median income lookup tool. But what you can do is find wherever you're looking at buying and be able to see the area median income, which is going to be 80% AMI. For instance, in this county is $82,000. I can even zoom in a little bit so it's easier to see here. $82,000. So you'll want to look that up. I'll have the link in the description for that. Now, a couple big pros of this program is there's no private mortgage insurance, which is going to lower the monthly cost for you. It's for first-time homebuyers or repeat homebuyers. It's only for a primary residence that's a one-unit home. And here's the big kicker is it's a max loan limit of $350,000. Okay, I know a lot of people are going to complain about the $350,000. It works for a lot of people, but in a lot of areas, it doesn't work. So it's something to keep in. So first, the biggest question that people have is where is the money coming from? Okay, so the money is coming from primarily the lender. So what happens is lenders they're required to lend to low to moderate income areas. Okay, a certain amount of their lending has to be in those areas. And this is from the Community Reinvestment Act. Okay. And so lenders can get back credit for lending in these areas. Okay. So that is primarily where the money is coming from. It's a mix of the lenders being required to lend in certain areas and also a lot of lenders wanting to be competitive with each other. There's two primary lenders, United Wholesale Mortgage and Rocket Mortgage, who really compete with each other a lot. So, one lender will come out with a program and the other lender wants to come out with an even better program. And so that's what's happened with a lot of these lenders. They're using these as ways to get more clients. Okay. Now, some of this money is also coming from Fannie Mae. So funding for this program comes from a couple different sources. However, I know that for some of these lenders, this is a loss leader, meaning they're not making any money on this program. That way they can grow their market share as a company. Okay. Again, some of this comes from Fannie Mae. They're offering some credit there. And then also from community reinvestment credits as well. Okay. Now, who is offering this program? You have several different lenders who are offering this. So for instance, we offer this and we offer this program in all 50 states. If you'd like a free consultation to get pre-qualified, you can go to winthehouseyoulove.com. Now, you also have Rocket Mortgage on the retail side is offering this. You have Guaranteed Rate, Guild Mortgage, UWM, and Zillow. I believe Zillow's at the moment is only available in one state, where other lenders have that available in multiple different states. Now, each lender has their own guidelines with it. So they may be slightly different than what you see in this video. I can only speak on behalf of what we can offer on our team. Okay. Now, most of them, a lot of these lenders have a cap on the grant that you can get, usually around $2,000 to $4,000. Because I've seen a couple of people in that previous video where they were saying, well, I was told it was only up to $4,000. And that might be true with another lender, but it's not true with us, okay? Again, we'll offer this loan in all 50 states, and we would be happy to help you at winthehouseyoulove.com. Now, what I've also seen people saying, this isn't going to fix the housing market. Yeah, it's not supposed to. No one designed this program to fix the housing market. 1% down programs tend to come up usually once a year, maybe every 2 years, even before this market existed, this really frustrating market existed. 1% down programs usually come up, you know, a couple times every few years, and they usually last 6 to 12 months, and then they disappear. It's a pretty common program that pops up every once in a while. This was never designed to fix the housing market. That is not what is happening. The timing here is simply just a coincidence. Again, not released to fix the housing market. So it's been a 1% down loan that gets released almost every single year. Okay, so I don't get why I see people talking about, you know, these headlines saying the 1% down isn't fixing the housing market. It's not supposed to, not designed that way. Also, why are the only people who make 80% of the area median income or less, why are those the only people who qualify? And it's because lenders are required by the federal government to extend credit to moderate to low income households. And so there are programs that have existed even before 1% down called Home Ready and Home Possible through Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. And so these are offered through really any lender. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are the ones who create the rules for these different types of programs. And they're just a conventional loan that are offered to people with 80% or less of the area median income. And these programs usually offer a lower interest rate and lower mortgage insurance and don't require you to be a first-time home buyer. Now, usually they're 3% down. The 1% down program is just a little bit of an addition to the Home Ready program where you only have to do 1% down instead of 3% down, okay? And you get that other 2% as a grant. All right. Now, will your monthly payment be higher on this program? Let's run through an example here with a $300,000 purchase price. With a normal Home Ready loan, you're going to have mortgage insurance of just under $95 per month. On the 1 plus 1% down program, it's $0 PMI. For your down payment, on a normal Home Ready loan for 3% down, it'd be $9,000. On the 1 plus loan, it's $3,000. Now, when we look at the equity that you have at closing, so how much of that home do you own in like value? $9,000 on the Home Ready program and $9,000 on the 1 plus program, okay? So even though you're putting 1% down, you still have 2% equity. Even though you put 3% or $3,000 down, you have $9,000 in equity if you were to sell the home. Now, another question is, well, if I'm putting 1% down, I'm going to pay thousands and thousands of dollars in interest. And people are forgetting, you're getting a 2% grant. This program is no different than you putting 3% down, which is what tons of homebuyers do. So we're going to run through an example with a tool that I created called the Loan Clarity Advisor. You can get it in the description if you like. It helps you compare loan scenarios to pick the best loan option. So let's look at a scenario for a $350,000 purchase price. Okay, and we're going to assume we have a 720 FICO credit score. Our first loan option here, if we were looking at a standard Home Ready loan, okay, this is a conventional loan type, a 3% down payment, 30 years, our interest rate at the moment is going to be close to a 7.125%, okay? The average conventional rate right now is 7.3. So Home Ready loans tend to be lower than a standard conventional loan, okay? Again, there's two common types of conventional loans. You have a standard conventional, and then you have Home Ready conventional, all right? Now, we're not going to look at points or lender fees on this one, but mortgage insurance, PMI, is going to be around 130, okay? Now let's add a second option. Let's add our 1 plus loan. And this is going to be a conventional loan as well. Now our down payment, I'm going to put in here 3%. Now the reason why I'm doing that is at closing, you only have to pay 1%, but since you're getting a 2% grant, there's a total 3% of a down in here, okay? So 3%. Now what's interesting about the 1 plus program is that often it will have a slightly higher interest rate, and I'm going to show you how you can combat that, okay? So I'm going to put in 7.375. All right, 0 points on this, zero lender fees. And let's take a look at mortgage insurance is zero on the 1 plus program. And the reason we're not looking at lender fees right now is just because we just want to compare the loans themselves. And if there was a lender fee, it would be the same across all these loans. Now, let's go ahead and look at the options here or look at our results. We can see here, over, let's say, 5 years, the OnePlus program is going to save us about $3,300, okay? Now, if we look at, let's say, 10 years, it's going to save us $6,156 to go with the OnePlus program, okay? Now, let's look at the breakdown. Why is it happening this way? Well, we have zero finance mortgage insurance, but on the Home Ready loan, we're paying $14,000 in mortgage insurance compared to the OnePlus program, which is $0 in monthly mortgage insurance. Even though the interest rate is higher, the amount of mortgage insurance that we have to pay is higher than the interest cost, okay? So we can see the OnePlus loan is better. Now, what a lot of people don't like is having a higher interest rate, okay? On the Home Ready loan, it was 7.125. On the OnePlus loan, it's 7.375. So what you could do is, let's simulate if we lowered the interest rate on the OnePlus loan by paying discount points. So I'm going to call this OnePlus buy down. So conventional loan, 3% down, even though we're doing 1% down at closing and getting a 2% gift. Let's say our interest rate was 7.125%. Now, at the time of recording, this would cost about $1,500 in points. So points are similar, think of them like prepaid interest. We pay money up front to get a lower interest rate, and the goal is to recoup that money over time through our monthly savings. Now, there's again zero mortgage insurance on this loan. So now if we look over 10 years, this buy down loan will save us $13,000 over a standard Home Ready loan. So not only did we have a smaller down payment, but we're also saving a lot more in interest savings and mortgage insurance savings over time. Now, if we also look at the monthly payment, you can see in red here, this is the mortgage insurance on a Home Ready loan. And you can see right when we get to year 12 is when the mortgage insurance will drop off of the Home Ready loan, but it doesn't exist at all on the OnePlus program. Okay. So in year one, our monthly payment, you can see the payment inclusive of mortgage insurance and taxes in here as well. Home Ready is going to be close to $3,000 per month. The OnePlus program would be $2,930 per month. And the buy down option would be $2,872 per month. Okay. Now, if we look at, let's say, year 10, you can see Home Ready is going to be $2,986 per month. The OnePlus is $2,929, and the buy down is $2,872 per month. So when we come to the question of, you know, I'm putting less down, so I'm going to spend so much more money in interest, it's just not true. Especially if you look at the buy down option, by removing the mortgage insurance and not having that on the loan, you're going to save a lot of money, even though you have a slightly higher interest rate. Okay, so before I get to a couple questions, you might have some additional questions about this program. Leave them down in the comments and consider becoming a member of this channel if you want to support the videos that I make. I also give priority answers to members of the channel as well. So leave a comment down below. Okay, so when will it run out? Really, there's no better answer than no clue. Even when we ask these lenders that are providing it, there isn't an exact date of when this money is going to run out. However, a lot of people are predicting that it could run out within the end of the year, possibly mid next year. And I'm not saying that in a way to try to get you to get into this program early. I'm not trying to create any scarcity here. It just, we don't know. It's possible that in a few months, the program could still be here. It's possible that in a year or so, the program could still be here. It's just unclear. So I would say if this is a program that you really need, you probably want to move on it sooner rather than later. However, it's not the end of the world if you miss a program like this. Okay. The difference is 3% down as a minimum, as opposed to 1% down. Okay. There's not a defined end date published. However, most programs like this historically last 6 months to a year. Okay. Another question is the income limit based on the household income? So no, it's only going to be based on who is on the loan. So for instance, if you and your spouse are looking at buying a house, let's say both of you are above the income limit. As long as we can qualify you on the loan with just one income, then we can be able to pre-qualify you for the loan, and then your spouse can be added to the title without being added on the mortgage. Okay. USDA looks at things like household income. This loan program does not. It only looks at the income at the time of closing, so your income can go up afterwards and you're fine. Can you exclude your spouse from the income limit? So yes, if you can qualify for the mortgage on your own without your spouse, then you can exclude them from being on the mortgage. And again, we'll just put them on the title. So your spouse can be on the deed to the home without being on the mortgage to stay under the income limit. Also, can you exclude variable income? Yes, the qualifying income is the only income that counts towards the income limit. Okay, so variable income, this is things like overtime, commission, and bonuses, can be excluded from the income limit as long as you can still qualify for the loan without them. And this is what we mean by debt to income ratios. So we can help you with this. This is not stuff that you have to figure out on your own. We'll do this on a pre-qualification call if you go to winthehouseyoulove.com. But this is something we can do if you know you got some nice bonuses over the past couple of years. If you don't need that to qualify for the loan in the debt to income ratio, we can remove it from the qualifying income so you can be under the income limit here. And I did see somebody in a previous video, they're like, I don't even understand how this is legal. This is a written guideline that Fannie Mae has, okay? This is completely legal and within the guidelines for Fannie Mae conventional loans. Also, will you get a loan level price adjustment waiver? I have a video about rate hacking, and this is where I show you how interest rates are created and how you can get the best interest rate. So in that video, I talk about loan level price adjustment waivers, which help lower your interest rate. So all home ready loans actually have the interest rate waiver built in. There's nothing that you have to do, but just know that home ready loans like this are going to have a lower interest rate than standard conventional loans. All right, so you're putting 1% down. So what about closing costs? Can closing costs be covered? So yeah, you absolutely can have these closing costs covered by the seller. So the loan has standard closing costs, just like any other loan. Closing costs are gonna be roughly 2-4% of the purchase price. And these make up things like your appraisal, a title search, recording fees, possibly transfer taxes, property taxes, homeowners insurance, different things like that. They're going to be required on every single loan with every lender. So what you can do is you can actually request up to 3% of the purchase price towards your closing costs. And this happens when you make an offer on the home with a real estate agent. So what you'll do when you put in an offer is you might say, hey, we'd like to get 2% of the purchase price towards our closing costs on a $300,000 home. That would be $6,000 to pay your closing costs. Which should cover a good portion of your closing costs, if not all of them. Now, this is negotiated at the time of offer, and it's important to remember this can make your offer less attractive to a seller because that's money coming out of their pocket. So if you're in a really competitive market, it may be difficult to ask for seller credits. However, you can also increase the purchase price in some cases to get a credit back from the seller. You just want to work with an experienced real estate agent who can help you with this. If you're interested in connecting with a real estate agent that we can recommend, you can go to the link in the description or winthehouseyoulove.com/agent for our real estate referral network. Can you refinance? A lot of down payment assistance programs have restrictions on when you can refinance, if you have to pay back the money. This, again, is a no strings attached grant. So you can refinance at any time. It works just like any other refinance from a standard conventional loan. And there's no restrictions from the grant. So in theory, you could buy a home with this loan, refinance the next day if you wanted to. Financially, that wouldn't make a lot of sense, but you could absolutely do it. There's no restrictions on that. Also, what if your income increases later? The income limit only applies to the income at the time of purchase. So if you get a raise afterwards, that's perfectly fine. The lender is not going to look at your income again. Now, why doesn't this work in expensive areas? Again, this is not made to fix the housing market. This in no way, it's more just a coincidence that this program exists now in this market. This loan is designed for low to moderate income households. Okay, so I get it. It's not gonna work in California. I feel like some people have that like copy and pasted just ready to go on every video. It's not gonna work in California. I understand, okay? This isn't designed to work in California or in really high expensive areas. This loan program is designed for low to moderate income households in the areas where majority people live in. Okay. Again, this loan has a max loan of $350,000. So it's not going to work in really inflated markets. All right. Now, if you want to learn more about this program, watch the video right over here where I cover all of the guidelines in depth.